Hello to our Herald readers. My name is Simthembile Mgidi, a reporter from the Herald newspaper. And with us in studio, we have Ntsika Nhlanga, who is an internationally acclaimed as well as a multi-award winning musician who kickstarted his tour at a place called Ngoma in Pretoria in April. This leg of the tour, Ntsika is partnering with SABC radio station True FM. Along with Ntsika, he is bringing a very hot lineup of artists, along the lines of Thandekhaya Coliza Magayiyana, a local who is also with us who won a national TV talent search show called Ushuni Womhlaba. The event will be held at the Little Theatre on August 1, alongside The Soil, Zawadi, and Qabeqa's Thandekhaya Coliza Magayiyana. Gentlemen, welcome to Qabeqa.
What an intro. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. Took you long enough. I've been counting down to the day where I come to the Herald. It's just, you know.
We should have baked scones.
Yes. Well, we had some scones. I don't know who gave them to us, but yeah, already had some. So yeah.
Okay.
It might be a thing to keep coming here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Asbulele. My first question to you, Ntsika.
Yes.
How excited are you to be in Qabeqa once again?
I am beside myself with joy. I consider Qabeqa my home. It keeps calling me by my name. Whether I'm booked here or I'm doing a show, self-staged, people from Apa Ebayi, they come out in large numbers. There's also someone asked me, why really do you honestly like coming? I was like, there is magic in the sing-alongs as well. They sound different. People from Qabeqa, they know how to sing. So when they sing, they're not just doing like unison, one melody line. No, they give you harmonies that you never even recorded on your song. And you're like, whoa, whose show is this? You know, whose show is it anyways?
Yeah.
You know, like, but there is magic there. There's never a dull moment. So whenever I think about starting a tour, I know, of course, we will start closer to home because we are still launching it in a way. But I know where we really, really have to kickstart it is coming here to Qabeqa and just do it for Abantu, you know?
So you're telling me that you feel now that the tour is really kicking off?
The tour has officially started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why the name A Place Called Ngoma?
Yes. So I'm a dreamer of songs. I literally dream of songs. I see my forefathers in songs. I sit with them. We break out in prayer. We break out in song. And more often than not, when I wake up, I remember those songs. And it's such a gift that I truly know it's sacred. I know that it then transformed me from just being a musician to being a healer. Mm. And I realized that each and every time I get taken from this physical plane, it means that the covenant that God has with my ancestors, they've already erupted into song. Mine is just to be invited at night when I pass out, when I doze off, to then come into that gathering and be like literally a fly on the wall. It's a beautiful space. It's quite a sacred space. It's so sonically driven. Everything in that world reeks of music. Even birds chime in harmony. Like even the air you breathe feels and smells like music. And these are my dreams. And I was like, okay, when I wake up, then how do I share what I always get gifted with as an experience when I'm at home with my family? I was like, that place is not just a dream world. No, it's a place called Ngoma.
Mm.
It's not a place with music, but it's a place that embodies music. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me then try and recreate it. So what people will be witnessing is not just a show. I have people that are playing my forefathers from my lineage, like from the maternal and my paternal. So we have award-winning actors on stage with me, vocalists that are truly, truly astonishing. And they walk in and you see, the first thing you see is this place called Ngoma, and Tsika is dreaming, but you're seeing a manifestation of those dreams, how they really feel like to me. So I try my level best to give an experience that I always have to Abantu in the audience. And then when my ancestors peel off from the stage, that's when I wake up to then do the music and the songs that people know, right? But also this is a platform where I get to share with like-minded spirits, kindred spirits, Ojoleza, the soil, Zawadi ya Mungu. The lineup is curated. It's not just pulling artists for the sake of pulling them. Mm. It's people that mirror the people that I see in my dreams, you know, because they also walk with huge, amazing people as well that gifted them with the gifts that they have. And I'm the one that is truly honored to be sitting here and saying my show also has on the lineup Joliza and The Soul and Zawadi ya Mungu.
Tsika, we went through COVID-19, a period where we got to experience as journalists that there are people that have to survive day to day buying sugar for 2 rand. We also are in Gqeberha, in a place, Thokoza, in a place whereby there is a lot of murders, there is a lot of crime, there's a lot of people who are living in fear. If you can tell us, what have you been sent here to do? Because as a healer, we understand that certain things or certain chains or certain burdens can be lifted by just you opening your voice and singing, and your forefathers and your forebearers coming through to do their work, which is to heal the land, to heal the people. What message have you been sent that, Tsika, we are sending you to go do ABCD in Gqeberha? What will people be receiving? What were you sent to bring in Gqeberha?
I'll answer that question with sharing a dream that I was gifted with. When I perform, I have a stick. This stick was shown to me when I was only 24 years old, even long before I knew that I would literally have a solo journey. But this is leading up to dreams that would then become songs that made it to I Write What I Dream, which was my debut album. In this dream, I'm walking with Umakulu in a beach shoreline, of course, and there's huge rocks, like super rocks are hard, man, like they truly hard. Makulu gives me this stick and says, Nzika, just touch any rock that you can find. I then chose the hugest one, of course, because I'm like, okay, I want to see where this is going. And she says to me, just touch it with the tip of your stick and see what happens. I just touched it. I did not even hit the rock. I just touched it and out came pure water from that rock. Then she said to me, even the hardest of hearts will outpour with purity. People will remember their humanity. People will remember who they are. That kindness, moral fiber that everyone has before it gets corrupted by society or whatever they decide to take part and then further harming the community, people will remember their humanity, and in their alone corners they will remember that actually they should then get aligned with their purpose. Because people, when they start veering off from their purpose, that's when they do nonsensical things. That's when they start harming women. That's how they start harming children as well. That's how they become a nuisance in the world. But when you remind a person of their true purpose, no one is born and exists to just cause destruction. Nothing like that happens. But when you then sing a song that can literally make people start vibrating, not just low, but super high, then they remember who they are. They remember the genetics and the lineage and the promises that were placed upon them. We all have names. Nsika, Nsika is a pillar. You know, like when you are then gifted with a name, everyone has a name, and your name is attached with traits that you were born with that you then neglect when you are older. But there are things that bring you back home to yourself, And those things are prayer. And those things are prayer. Those things are songs. Those things are an embodiment of healing. And when healers gather, the vibration is even huge. We don't need people to just fill up that room. We know that even those that won't make it that day, they will still feel the resonance. Apa eclipse.
Tika, you are saying to me that you were sent to heal, you were sent to wipe tears, you were sent to give hope and comfort to those that are broken. But I also know that from your songs, you also have a song that is very sentimental and dear in my household. After I proposed to my wife,
yes,
we listened to Celebrate to Vanilla Flavored Clouds. And we will forever cherish that song.
Man.
Which songs can people hear locally and throughout the tour expect to hear?
Vanilla Flavor Clouds is definitely there.
Yes.
You will also get treated to new music, not just from my end, because there is a sophomore album that's loading. People will be treated to music that I haven't even recorded yet, right?
Tokos.
And then you will have Umjoli as well, giving a taste of this brand new album that he has cooked. It sounds explosive. It sounds incredible. This boy is something else. This man is something else. You know, so I am truly here saying that you will hear all your favorites, but also you will hear your brand new favorites that you never even knew existed. Yeah.
Moving on to Joliza, our local from Warmer. You've had such an amazing story coming up in your musical journey as a bus driver, as a music teacher who is loved by your pupils in school, to you wowing people in festivals in the Eastern Cape and gaining popularity in the Eastern Cape. And when people ask, who is this person? People who know you from Qabega say, oh, he's always been like this. And you moved on from being recognized provincially to being recognized nationally, to winning hearts nationally on the TV talent search show called Ushuni Womhlaba. Now you have reached a point where you are nationally acclaimed. What I love about Spiritually People is that you've touched on questions I was going to ask. And that is exactly where we are going from that build-up. Since you won the competition, what are you working on? Where is that project currently right now?
Oh, okay. The competition the winner last year. So the competition yayihamba nento ethi uzawufumana record deal. Yabo, so nyani ke yenzekile loo nto. Then I record ke i album. Which is ezawuphuma Glonyaga, I think October. Yabo, album sengigqibile ukuyenza, kushota nje into oba masiyikhuphe siyifake ebantwini. Yabo, njengoba nobhuti sitsho into oba ngalamini ke sabindivisa nje i-taste yoba i-album ihamba kanjani. Yabo, but ke nalapho i-taste andivelanga that decide into oba hayi ndifuna ukuvisa abantu i-taste. Yabo, ngoba ubhuti ke uyakucacisela xa ikufuna kwinto yakhe afuna usebenze naye. Uba ndinale nto ehamba kanje nakanje nakanje. Yabo, so ke ngoku ukuze nawe nam ndikhonekte funeke ndifumane esaa story sakhe uba uthini. Yabo, yonke le nto ingantoni. Yabo, then ke ngoku ndabona uba okay ingoma apha ezingakwazi ukulinka yabo kule concept yakhe place called ngoma zezingoma ezi-2. Yabo, then ndathatha ke ngoku ezingoma from i-album ndadecide into yoba okay ndizawuzenza ke ngoku kulena tika kule production.
My final question, before I get killed for time, my final question, these two songs, what is so significant about these two songs and what do these songs say?
Inatika ingoma yokuqala ngezinkwenkwezini. Le ngoma ndiyenze ndiyibhale ngelexesha ndikushuni. Pha kwi-final sasinikwe i-task yokuthi sibhale ingoma, uzibhalele ngokwakho. Because kwi-competition besicula ingoma zabantu. Then kwi-final sanikwa i-task yobabhala iingoma zakho. Yabo. Then le ngoma indifikele kunomjida ebedla ngondlalela i-drums okuthiwa nguLwando Mafutha, kube nomntakwethu eMount Frere oye wasishiya bobabini ke basishiyile ngondi kwi-competition yabo. So ngelaxesha ke ngoku ndifumana le nantsika andikwazi ukuya emingcwabeni yabo, ndifokasile apha kwinantsika, but ndathi igama lam libiziwe noba ndingabe ndiphazanyiswa yintoni, but igama lam libiziwe ndingekazazi noba ndizawina noba ndizawuthini, but kwafika laa ngoma ithi igama lam libiziwe likhethiwe ezinkwenkwezini yabo, kulapho iphume khona ke laa ngoma elo hlobo. Then enye ithi izulu liyazongoma. Izulu liyazongoma yingoma endiyenza noDr. Buselaphi, Dr. Buselaphi owenza uMaskandi. Naye ndikonekte naye kwi semi-finals yabo, ngokwendlela esaye sakonekta ngayo ngokomoya yabo, ndabona into yoba umama kuyafuneka ndisebenze naye kule album yabo. So le ngoma ithi izulu liyazongoma yingoma esizama ukulumkisa abantu ngoba ikhona imvula ezayo enamandla. So itsho la ngoma ithi izulu liyazongoma.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you are telling me that the message that you're going to be bringing to the people who will be in the tour, in the show, in the concert, is you will be sounding a call that says that your time has come. Your name has been called amongst the stars. And that people also need to get ready because there's a storm brewing. And this storm that is brewing, is it bringing blessings or is it a warning?
Ndingathi warning wena bhuti, because if unomamela la ngoma iyatsho noba mna ndiyoyika ukuphuma yabo, ndiyoyika ukuphuma because inamandla lemvula izayo yabo. So iyasilumkisa into yoba masihlale nje siawe into yoba kukho le mvula enamandla ezayo.
Well, on my side, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for blessing us with your time and coming here and sharing your gifts with us. We believe that you do not just go to any particular place unless you were sent to that particular place for a particular reason. And we also believe that you are sounding a sound to a breakthrough, joy, laughter, and happiness and healing. So thank you once again.
Yo, I also want to say, Sims, you are not just a journalist. I think you. Of course, we are in the world of titles, but I always want you to know that you're more than that. You know how to reacquaint us with our mission. The questions that you pose, they allow us to go to places that we had never interrogated with our own mission. So when you ask Mjoli these questions, I'm like, how do you even think about it? Because my skin, I have goosebumps just listening to you ask him these questions. But you are making sure that you peel all the layers to get to the core essence of why we exist. So you are the person that introduces people that have sacred gifts to even go deeper to places that they didn't even know exist. So yours is important, my friend. Please continue. They are blessed to have you here. And thanks for having us here. It's about time. Took you long enough.
Yabo, ndizama ukumcacisela uba akafani nezinye yabo, akafani nezinye. Otherwise,
yeah.
Ndindenza umntu. Tamako.